D-Boy, West Coast Uncensored. How's everybody out there in the land? Let them ears hear and get ready to take in something that would uplift you, inspire you, motivate you, do all the things that you could build within yourself and take responsibility and knowing the way out is the way in. It's through you. It's connected to you. The universe, spirituality, anything, any great teaching of former religions will always tell you that from Hinduism to Islam to Christianity and all in between and before, that the way is within. It's a within thing. It's an inside job, and you got to do the inside job on yourself. So I tried to do this earlier, and some reason didn't record. I was out. It was kind of, off the cuff. And then I noticed it didn't record, and I kept trying to upload, and it wouldn't work. But I'll blame it on me and not what I was doing here, but just kind of seeing how this went. So what I was going to talk about today was some interesting things. I washed some clothes. Went down here in the laundromat where I live and washed some clothes. Came back to the dryer, the person who I was there when they were washing. We exchanged some pleasantries, some uplifting. Kudos to them, trying to just always raise awareness of conscious vibration through just impeding goodness to people. Just giving them good vibes. Just, you know, acknowledging them as a person. Saying hi. Just putting out a good vibration, a good frequency, always around me to when I go out in public. Just trying to create the atmosphere around of uplifting. Lord, you know, we all know that we're spoon-fed or poured down our throats, negativity from every aspect of social media to news, just all the time, negative, and I'm here, this channel here, to unveil that and also do quiet. Always looking to do the opposite because it's about building yourself, right? So we talked and chatted, and then I came back in a dryer. So they were taking their stuff out of the dryer, and they made a statement to me, and they go, oh, I have 23 minutes on this dryer. You can use it. And then I said, really? Okay, sure. And why I'm saying this, it wasn't like they gave me $200,000 or $500,000 or something out of it, but they gave me their currency, their vibration and frequency out of the kindness and goodness of the heart. And I believe that you go around about our people, it is not going to be what you're going to see with the negativity on the news. Quite frankly, it's not. You're going to see that most people are good-hearted. As long as you put it out there and put it out there, they'll be connected to you when you do those things. Just frankly, putting out good stuff. Vibrational towards people, yourself, being connective. And why I said this was last week, I was in an appointment I had and had a session. And when I was in that session, I was just kind of looking and laying there and doing some like meditation going within, just really just in silence. And like when you look at that word silent and you flip that word silent into listen, it's not exactly backwards, but a little rearrangement of the instruments, we'll call the instruments letters, you'll find out that silent and listen are operating in those very exact same letters in both words. And why I'm saying that is you have to get silent and listen to go within. The real power, your real power is the within. And not just, oh, I go within. No. Learn the whole structure of what within will reveal to you. So, and in that time I was listening, and what came to me when I listened was a word came to me, and it was a sentence came to me, and it said, frequency and vibration are the real resource that's happening. The fundamental resource, any frequency, vibration, any currency after that is a byproduct of these foundational three: frequency, vibration, and energy. The foundation of all three of them come from these. And when you really start to think about it, everything that's connected to it, I can go deep on some other things and talk about how this structure runs and this. It's really about your vibration frequency and your attention to that. And attention is like an antenna to frequency, vibration, energy, like the radio. The TV set always had, they have these antennas. The antennas are like the word attention. So I just started looking at that. So really, when you see that, it's putting the work within yourself, really honing in on doing the work without yourself. And like I had said earlier, besides in Christianity, it would be the kingdom of God is within you. And then there's a whole bunch of New Testament stuff that talks about God or Christ is within you. And then even a scripture about that. And it's heavily in Buddhism that it's within you. It's within you. Your awakening is within you. There's a old Indian proverb story in Hinduism, I believe. It's Hinduism, not Buddhism. And then that proverb was the people started wandering so far away from themselves, they lost their way. Meaning they wandered and went outside themselves so far that they lost their way back to within themselves. And that's a fact. And when you do, when you keep playing volleyball outside of yourself, you wander away from the real potential of who you are, and you start giving to credit. It's outside yourself, and you start controlling, trying to think you control things outside yourself when you only have power within yourself, for yourself, even into the depth of even your children, especially your grown children who are 18 running their own life, and you're not frustrated and you keep trying to change them. You're playing volleyball outside yourself when really ineffective. And then you have these thoughts of I can do this and do that, these anticipations that you can do that. And then when the downfall comes that you can't, because you never can, then guess what happens? Then you spin down low because it didn't come out the way you thought it should be, and then you suffer a little decompression or depression, and you get a little frustration. All these things that are outside yourself that you really don't have no control in, when all your power and all your attributes are connected to you, within you, through you, and connected to all that is through you. And so when you really start looking at that, you need to, that's why it's so important. I talked about the tools for this channel that you needed, and one was awareness. Then I started seeing how awareness was heavily, because when you're unaware is where mistakes are made, or not being in a reality stuff, when you backtrack and go, man, I really wasn't paying attention, opening my antennas to my awareness, that I missed something or didn't do something and missed something that was very important. And then you go into browbeating maybe even yourself or somebody outside of you, when really it was just you not using your tools. So really, that's why I always say this is about using your tools in spirituality. This is like spiritual, what would you call it? Spiritual, cosmetic, tool using, adjusting yourself, doing the work on yourself, taking control of yourself in your own journey, and being aware. So words like discipline, right? And stuff like that, instead of being something that seems impossible to gain, ends up being tools that benefit you through your life on this process of using tools to make the adjustments. Remember, we do word of the day, so those words of the day start breaking down to what this means. So what happens, you're doing it, right? And quit looking at currency as always the byproduct, which is the last, which could be, oh, I got money, so that's currency. Yeah, it is, but it's also, currency is connected to the river and to the water too. Currency is electricity. That aspect that you're looking for will be attracted to the other currency, because the other currency is flowing through you. It's going to attract to it because the river always flows together, because that's how currency works. That's how magnets work. electromagnetics going to draw, not just always push back and repel, but you put two magnets are drawn, you can't get them apart. They'll come very powerful to come together. So really the awareness, very key awareness, using your discipline, taking responsibility is a huge another one, which I will get into in definitely future. These things of taking responsibility of yourself. Quit blaming. And I've talked about stuff like that before. Quit blaming, but take responsibility. But that will be a whole different little breakdown. We're going to end this. We're at the 10-minute mark, going on the 11-minute mark. But we're going to take it as D-Boy West Coast Uncensored. A little bit off the cuff today. You guys have a great day.